The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, and an evil way, a forward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine. Sound wisdom I hate. I am understanding. I have strength. By me who? By me king reign, prince decree. By me princess noble, and all the judges of the earth. I love them that, and those that, soul that seek me when? Early will never find out nothing. Oh, shall find me. Now, let me read on. Verse 18 said, riches and honor are with me. How many of you like riches? How many of you like honor? You want to know where to find it? You want me to tell you where to find riches and honor? With God. Wisdom. Wisdom has riches and honor. Riches and honor with me? Where did I stop it? Verse 18, all right. He said, yea, durable riches and righteousness. Notice he said, not just single, little thin riches. Something you punch a hole through. First problem, first little debt come up, it just durable. Lasting. You can't exhaust it. Durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than what? Yea. The finest gold, fine gold. My revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of what? How did wisdom lead in the way of righteousness? One translation, I believe, said, I don't do anything crooked or twisted. I lead what I say, I don't twist it. I'm not crooked with what I'm doing. Hallelujah. I lead in the way of righteousness and in the midst of the path of what? Judgment. That, listen to this, that I may call. Notice wisdom is telling you all the thing that he is and what she would do, what wisdom would do. And then it says in verse 21, that I may call those that love me to inherit what? To inherit substance. And I will. If your treasure is full, what do you want? I will fill their treasure. I will fill their treasure. We have had so much stuff that's said, been said to us and introduced to us and brought up in the midst that many don't know the wealth of God, the goodness of God, the blessing of God, the favor of God, the strength of God, God's unchanging ways, that what he has set forth, he will never change. And many don't trust it because we heard so many other things, and we have been brought up to try to do things on our own apart from God. Yeah. And we wind up exhausting ourselves, overextending ourselves, sometimes burning ourselves out. When there's a way in the wisdom of God, that you do it with joy. You do it with peace. You do it with confidence. You do it with assurance. You do it in faith. You do it by grace. And you do it in love. You let the love of God dominate you, dominate what you say, what you do. or what love is the motive behind everything you're doing. Then you find that the way God said, do it, you are not stressed out. You are not overwhelmed with the problem. Amen. But you have found doing it God's way is the way of peace. It is sure. Let me say this. Many have read the word and they have not learned how to trust God all the way. They trust him a little bit. Remember the man that had the son? That was the devil would often throw him in the water to drown him, in the fire to burn him, destroy him. And the man said to Jesus, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Is that right? But Jesus said to the man, what? If thou canst what? Believe, all things are possible to him that believes. What did the man answer? I believe, but so the man had some stuff going on that wasn't good for him. And we have some stuff we said we believe God. We believe sometimes we believe him a little bit. Sometimes we believe him more than a little bit. Sometimes believe him just a little bit more than a little bit. But when you can believe God, take him at his word and say, God said it, I'm going to do it. I have learned through the years, and you know, God is good. He won't throw you out and slap you upside the head and hit your head with a fly swatter because you missed it. But he'll keep working with you, keep helping you, teaching you and training you just like you do your children. Amen. To get you to that place. And where you will obey him. And here's what I'm saying. But those that have entered into the place where they believe God, regardless of what anybody says or what anything looked like, they say, God said it, I'm believing God. Those people have entered into rest. Their lives are not stretched out. They run into a situation. They say, oh, here it is, Father. Show me what to do. Because did not he say, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, he'll tell you what to do, direct your path. Didn't he say that? But many times we run in a situation, we start pulling our hair. You know, I stopped pulling my hair a long time ago. Pulling our hair. Yeah, I'll get that on the way home. But anyway. pulling the hair and trying to figure out what we're going to do. God didn't tell us to do that. Wisdom is available to us. I'm going to say some things about wisdom in a minute.